KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update today brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, let's take a look at sports this morning. First, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association has announced its teams for this year's All-Star Series, which will be played August 2nd through the 5th this weekend in Iowa City at Duane Banks Field on the University of Iowa campus. All of the players from our area of the state are on the Small Schools West squad. Among those include pitchers Garrett Rice of St. Albert and Bryce Neal of Clarinda, catchers Jared Moser of Harlan and Ben Berg of Kemper Catholic, infielder Ryan Doran of Harlan, and also utility player Jaden Driscoll of Creston are among those who make up the Small Schools West squad. Steve Degas of Harlan will be the head coach of the Small Schools West squad, one of his assistants, Steve Burchard of Creston. In addition, there's a Small Schools East, a Large Schools West, and a Large Schools East. Of those four teams, they will play off in a round-robin format this weekend at the University of Iowa in that All-Star Series. In Major League Baseball action last night, Marcell Ozuna belted a walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th inning to complete the Cardinals' comeback in a 5-4 win over the Rockies. Nolan Arenado hit a grand slam in the 5th inning to open up the scoring, but Jed Jerko countered with a solo shot in the bottom half, and that started the Redbirds' comeback. Matt Carpenter's two-run single tied it in the 7th inning. That was a game we had for you live last night on KJAN. Cards and the Rocks will do it again tonight. We'll have that for you here on the radio as well. 6:20 is the pregame start time, and 7:15 is first pitch. Cards, Rockies, live tonight here on the radio. Also, last night of the National League, it was Atlanta beating Miami 5-3. San Francisco topping San Diego in 12 innings 5-3. Milwaukee, a 5-2 winner over the L.A. Dodgers. In the American League, just three games. Minnesota beat Cleveland 5-4. Oakland over Toronto 10-1. Seattle beat Houston 2-0. In interleague play, Boston over Philadelphia in 13 innings 2-1. Texas 9-5 over Arizona. Well, with the trade deadline coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, a lot of activity off the field in Major League Baseball. The Houston Astros and the Seattle Mariners reshaped their bullpens Monday as they battle for first place in the American League West. The Astros have acquired veteran closer Roberto Osuna from the Blue Jays for reliever Ken Giles and two pitching prospects. The 23-year-old Osuna is eligible to pitch in the Major League starting Sunday after a 75-game suspension under Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. He was an All-Star last year when he went 3-4 with 39 saves and a .338 earned run average. Houston sent right-handers David Paulino and Hector Perez to Toronto as part of that deal the day before the non-waiver trade deadline. The Mariners acquired lefty Zach Duke from Minnesota for minor league hurler Chase DeYoung and infield prospect Ryan Costello. Seattle also picked up Adam Warren from the New York Yankees for $1.25 million in international signing pool bonus allotment. The acquisitions come days after Seattle picked up Sam Tuivailala from St. Louis. Duke is 3-4 with a 3.62 ERA and 45 appearances this season, while Warren has compiled a 2.70 earned run average in 24 games. The Red Sox have acquired Ian Kinsler from the Angels to fill in for injured second baseman Dustin Pedroia. Boston is sending AAA pitchers Ty Buttrey and Williams Jerez to Los Angeles, while the Angels are parting with cash in that deal. The 36-year-old Kinsler is batting .239 with 13 homers and 32 RBIs for the Angels this season. The Braves have acquired outfielder Adam Duvall from the Reds for right-handers Lucas Sims and Matt Whistler, along with outfielder Preston Tucker. All three spent time in Atlanta this season, but were with AAA Gwinnett at the time of the trade. The 29-year-old Duvall has hit 15 home runs with 61 RBIs, but he's hitting only .205 this season. The Yankees have acquired right-hander Lance Lynn from the Twins for first baseman outfielder Tyler Austin and right-handed pitching prospect Luis Rijo. The 31-year-old Lynn was 7-8 with a .510 earned run average and 20 starts for the Twins. He is likely to become a long reliever with the Yankees to replace Adam Warren. The Dodgers have placed All-Star right-hander Ross Stripling on the 10-day disabled list with right first toe inflammation. Stripling is 8-3 with a .268 earned run average and earned his All-Star spot after moving to the rotation in early May. However, he has a 4.73 earned run average over five July starts, giving up six of his 15 home runs this season in that span. Giants pitcher Johnny Cueto is on the disabled list with a sprained elbow. Manager Bruce Bochy says there is a strong possibility that Cueto will need Tommy John surgery. San Francisco also placed infielder Pablo Sandoval on the disabled list with a strained right hamstring. Braves pitcher Sean Newcomb and Nationals shortstop Trey Turner are facing the fallout from their tweets a day after they apologized for posts from 2011 and 2012. Major League Baseball recently dealt with a similar situation involving Milwaukee reliever Josh Hader on the night he pitched in the All-Star game. MLB has said it will determine a course of diversity training for Newcomb. In football news, Iowa offensive lineman Tristan Wirfs was arrested over the weekend and charged with driving while intoxicated. Iowa City police records show that Wirfs, a tackle entering his sophomore season, was taken into custody just before 2 a.m. Sunday. The Hawkeyes have yet to announce any punishment for Wirfs, a native of Mount Vernon. Athletic director Gary Barta says Wirfs will be subject to the school's student-athlete code of conduct. Scott Frost's championship rings and other items reported stolen from his home have been found. Police say the new Nebraska coach located them in his garage. Frost had reported Sunday night that burglars entered an unlocked garage over the weekend and stole memorabilia, originally estimated at more than $100,000. Some of the memorabilia is still missing. North Dakota State has been unanimously picked to win the Missouri Valley Football Conference title. The Bison, who've won or shared the league crown in each of the last seven seasons, received all 39 first-place votes in the poll conducted by league coaches, media, and sports information directors. Northern Iowa is picked third in that poll. In NFL news, the New York Jets finally have Sam Darnold under contract. The third overall pick in this year's NFL draft has just ended his three-day holdout and signed a four-year, $30.25 million package. Just after signing, Darnold made his way out to the practice field with his teammates greeting him with a Rudy-like slow clap. Darnold was the second quarterback taken in the draft after playing two seasons at Southern Cal. He completed 65% of his 846 passes for 7,279 yards, 57 touchdowns, and 22 interceptions. The 21-year-old is expected to compete with Josh McCown, and Teddy Bridgewater for the Jets' starting job. That contract makes Chicago linebacker Roquan Smith the only unsigned player from the April draft. The Panthers suffered their second significant training camp injury in 3 days when cornerback Ross Cockrell was carted off the field Monday with a broken left tibia and fibula while breaking up a pass in the end zone. The team said Cockrell will need surgery but has not said if he's expected to miss the remainder of the season. Carolina lost starting right tackle Darrell Williams on Saturday to a dislocated patella and torn medial collateral ligament in his right knee on Friday. Packers inside linebacker Jake Ryan was carted off the field late in practice with an apparent right leg injury. Green Bay also finished practice without Kentrell Bryce, who was carted off the field during a special teams drill because of an undetermined injury. More than $500 million in claims have been approved under the NFL's concussion settlement in less than 2 years. That's nearly a decade earlier than the league officials estimated they would reach that amount. The original actuarial estimates from the NFL estimated a little more than $400 million would be paid out in the first decade. Attorneys for the retired players adjusted their estimates on the total payout of expected claims earlier this month, saying the settlement would likely reach $1.4 billion, almost $500 million more than the NFL originally estimated. In NBA news, Carmelo Anthony is a free agent after being waived by the Atlanta Hawks, a move that was expected when the 10-time All-Star was traded from Oklahoma City on July 19th. The 34-year-old Anthony averaged a career-low 16.2 points with the Thunder last season before being acquired by the Hawks for a protected 2022 first-round draft pick from Oklahoma City and Justin Anderson from Philadelphia. The 10-time All-Star is 22nd on the NBA's all-time list with over 25,000 points. Heat guard Dwayne Wade wouldn't say Monday if he's decided whether to play this season, which would be his 16th in the NBA. His future has been the source of much speculation for several weeks, with retirement a possibility. Heat president Pat Riley said last week the team will be patient while awaiting Wade's decision, with the hope of an answer by mid-August. And in racing news, Iowa Speedway and the IndyCar Series announced yesterday that next year's race in Newton will be at night. The series says that the race will move back to a nighttime start in response to overwhelming fan feedback. The track will host an IndyCar race for the 13th year in a row on Saturday, July 20th of 2019. Iowa will pair the IndyCar race with an ARCA stock car event the night before. The Speedway will also host NASCAR Xfinity races on June 16th and on July 27th. The NASCAR Truck Series will be Iowa's season opener on June 15th of next year. The track concluded its 2018 season on Saturday when Christopher Bell beat Justin Allgaier for his third straight Xfinity Series victory. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.